David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm very excited because we have one of our podcast hosts on call today. He's back and he's here to talk about positive parenting and to talk about ways that we can help our children elevate to young, happy, healthy adults. And he has some great parenting tips to offer today. He also has his own podcast on our station, and he talks about various topics, and they are amazing. So I say check out his podcast and and he is just truly amazing. By now, you should know who this is. It's Sean Robinson, and he's here today. He is an author and a coach, and he's going to give us some great parenting advice. So Sean, take it away.
Stacey, thanks for bringing me back. It's always a pleasure. And I guess first I just want to say, like, there's really no right way to do it. There's a lot of wrong ways, but when we're talking about parenting, it's just not about trying to tell someone else what they're doing. It's more just about realizing how we can be better at it and how we can change what we think is true about the way, you know, we are with ourselves and also our kids.
Right. You know, I think it's, you know, we all grew from different generations. Like our parents grew up a certain way. We grew up a certain way. And, mistakes are to be made. And, you know, but there are 70% of our society, it comes from dysfunctional families. And, you know, we want to break that cycle, you know, and I think if we start incorporating healthy behaviors in our families, you know, and change some of the things that we grew up with, we could slowly start to build, you know, happier, healthier children that actually have a positive outlook on life and could actually learn, you know, that people aren't perfect and learn how to, you know, that people make mistakes and they can forgive their parents when they make mistakes, because we all make mistakes. There's no handbook on how to be a perfect parent. We're all going to make mistakes being parents. So, you know, we just have to learn how to communicate and how to be good mentors and how to make the best decisions possible. Sometimes they're going to be right. Sometimes they may be wrong. Sometimes, you know, we tried our best, but we weren't spot on. But, you know, as long as we have that good communication with our children and we have good healthy skills that you're going to tell us about, we could actually, you know, learn to build a happy, healthy home. And hopefully our children will take the things they learn in our home and those positive things that we reinforce them with, they can carry on to their life and their future life as a parent if they do decide to have children.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the things we pay forward to our kids is the things that we're learning as we grow up. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that we grow up. There's a lot of different, you know, households and a lot of different things we deal with. And, you know, you mentioned forgiveness, and if that's something that, you know, we're prepared to do, then great. If we're not there yet, that's still great too. But at some point we become responsible for who we are, and we can spend a lot of time, and this isn't just parenting, this is for every, you know, development tactic. You know, we can spend all day blaming anyone and everything else, but at some point we are responsible for it. And thinking about that message we pay forward to our kids and even the people around us at work and wherever, you know, we have to own that about ourselves, and then we have to change that narrative. And a lot of the way we do it is getting away from that mentality that we have to stay a certain way. We have to be the same person, that we have to do these things because they're the only way I know how to do it. And, you know, when we're learning these things and we're growing up in these environments and, you know, whoever our parent figures are at the time, it's, you know, if they're doing things a certain way, that's all we know to be true, right or wrong. That's just what it is. So I think we're naturally going to absorb a lot and do a lot of those same things. And like I said, it's up to us to determine, you know, if you didn't like it as a kid, it's a pretty good chance your kids aren't going to like it. So you know, what you do with that is kind of up to you. You know, maybe you didn't like it because it was what you needed. Maybe you didn't like it because it was not a good environment.
Right. I think, you know, sometimes I see from my own clients, and I see from just friends and family too, is that they came from dysfunctional homes, and then they're reenacting the same behaviors, not realizing they would talk about how they hated when mom and dad did X, Y, and Z. And then all of a sudden you see them doing X, Y, and Z. And I don't think they really realize that they're repeating the behavior because they're so used to that environment. So do you have any suggestions, like how people can, if they're thinking it's normal in their head, and even though they didn't like it as a child, but they're so used to that behavior that it's become a part of them, you know, how, you know, what do we do? Like, do we look dive deep into ourselves and think about, are we happy with who we are? Maybe we get some support, outside support, or do we maybe, you know, start to listen to people if someone makes a comment? Because a lot of times I've noticed too, if people don't ask for your help, that means they don't want it. They're not looking for it. And if you try to make a suggestion, even to be helpful, it usually backfires on you. So, you know, what's your intake about, you know, how to go about that?
Well, I guess first it doesn't matter what it is. People, if they don't want your input, if they don't want your suggestion, you know, you shouldn't give it. And a lot of the examples is like, make sure you get that first, right? It's not about going to everybody we meet and everybody we know and trying to fix everybody, because that's not going to be received very well. But if we're looking to, you know, if we're in any situation, the best thing to do is compare, and not to compare yourself with someone else, but, you know, look at yourself, look at what you're doing, look at your environment, and decide if you can do something different, if you can do something better. Maybe what you're doing, you can learn through, even if it's a sitcom on TV, right? Because there's always the best case scenario. You're watching it and it's like, oh, you know what, that I wish our family did that. I wish we had dinners together at the table, or I wish whatever, you know, then start doing that.
Right.
Start doing things that are going to put you more in the frame of mind and the environment that you want to be in. And while we're comparing this way and learning through others, it's in that we get awareness to the ways we were, you know, brought up, or the environments we had, because we only know what's true. And yeah, what you said, we're going to start to become that person almost subconsciously, but with that awareness and with the people around us, and, you know, if that sitcom is something that relates, it's at least an example that we can use to try and change a few things that we're doing. And, you know, that's going to translate. That's going to translate to all of our relationships, including our kids. And, you know, some things that we have to remember is, like, we're adults. Most of us out with children are, you know, adults, and we know what we know. And I think automatically, and I was this way for a bit too, but like, I'd forget that the kids don't know that yet.
Yeah.
You know, the common sense and the different things that we learn as we grow, they just don't have it yet. So there's a lot of teaching that still needs to be there, instead of, you know, a lot of that pressure and a lot of that, you know, assumption that they're just going to know things automatically.
Right. I think one of the things today is that we're so involved with our iPhones or our you know, electronics, that, you know, so many times that, you know, you'll sit down with a family member, or you'll sit down with your family, and how many of the kids are on the phone and they're Googling and they're looking at their messages and stuff like that. And someone had made a suggestion, you know, that they always make sure that there's like a rule in their house that they no one's allowed to look at the cell phone while they're on the table. And I thought that was great, you know, because it's like, you know, you think about it, and it's hard for people to do too. Everyone's constantly, you know, we didn't have that when we were growing up, but for whatever reason now, it's like everybody has to constantly look at their phone. What's going on every single second of the day? You know, but, you know, if we had a nice dinner, let's say, and everybody is just communicating, how was your day, and da 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 da, you know, communication skills, and learn to understand the people in our household, that might be one, I think, one thing that might be a good idea too. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that like any habit and things we're working on, that's a big one. Everybody, and it's not just our kids and our home life, like that's at work, that's everywhere we go. I'm guilty of it as well. It's just continuously in the habit of looking at the phone, and I'll look at it in the same 2 minute span multiple times. And it's just something I know I got to work on. But yeah, at the dinner table, if you don't even let the phones anywhere near the table, or if, you know, when you walk in the house, you set them in a certain spot, or different rules to the house, to your own household, is, you know, that's important. And really that applies to anything, right? Anything that we want to limit, anything we want to, you know, increase, decrease in our life. It's just find a way to structure it in a way that, you know, will work for you. And I think a lot of the way with parenting and the way we're working with our children is, you know, we forget about the change in what they are dealing with. You know, they're a different generation than us, than our parents, than our grandparents. And, you know, a lot of the values that we carry through, and those are important, but, you know, they don't always translate. They're not always relevant today. You look at anything in history and just things evolve. And if we're stuck in an old generation, whether it's our own or parents and the way we were brought up, and we're trying to raise our kids that way, it may not work. And we forget about this, and we blame society, and we say the kids are soft, and we just automatically blame other things instead of, maybe I'm not evolving, maybe I'm not adapting, maybe, you know, what I'm trying to do with them and with the things that we're doing, it doesn't matter if everybody else is doing it. It just doesn't set up for a better, you know, to handle society better. You know, if we're going to limit the technology, and we're going to say, oh, my kids will never play video games, my kids will never have, you know, their own computer, my kids will never do this. You know, what is that going to do to their upbringing? What is that going to do to them being maybe the only one in class that's never playing these things or doing these things? And, you know, we have to stick firm with our values. But at the same time, like, if we're raising an old generation, it's not going to be good for their mental health. It's not going to be good for their development in what is their generation.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Right. No, I agree totally. I think that's one of the biggest problems, that people get stuck in the way they grew up in their generation, and they get stuck in the old ways. And they, you know, as time evolves, life evolves, and everything changes, you know, the way people think, the way people dress, the way people react to things, the way people view life. You know, every generation has gotten more liberal and more open to, and, you know, if you're going to get stuck in the past, you're not going to be able to relate well with the younger generation. And if you're a parent, or you're going to be a parent, and you're still stuck in this old generation, and you're not open to the new generation, that our future generation, then how good is your communication between your child going to be if you could only think one specific way, the way you grew up, and that's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a good example of that is a lot of, like, the coming from my space, in, like, the construction industry, and my dad was a mechanic, and, like, there's a lot of, like, masculinity that gets paid forward, and there's a lot of just toughen up and be a man and fix it yourself, and a lot of the things that defined my early parts of this journey. And, you know, the more we pay that forward, the more we set our kids up for failure, right? Yeah. That's an attitude that, you know, that could relate to racism, that could relate to any sort of element that is not, it's never been accepted, but it's definitely less accepted now, or, you know, abusive. So if we don't get rid of those things that we feel, or the things our parents felt, it's not going to be good for us. It's not going to be good for our kids either.
No, not at all. I agree 100%. I think we really have to be open to what's going on in the world, and you know, start to try to think of things with an open mind. And the problem I see is that so many people are inside the box, and they don't want to get out of that box, you know. But they have, you know, in order to see life in the present, and in order to understand what's going on in this world, we have to really be open to what the, you know, about the big picture and not the little picture. Because so many people, I think their eyes only see the little picture, and they don't really look at the whole picture around them. And maybe if they took time out to look at everything instead of just one small segment, they'd have a better understanding of what's going on at home, at work, in their life, and they'd have better, maybe better communication skills, even with their children, and better ways of figuring out ways to raise their children so they could, you know, incorporate a healthier and happier lifestyle within the home.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of pressure, right? We don't know anything. No. When we get started, and the bit that we do know is from our old experiences, or like that sitcom we watched on TV. Yeah. There's so many things we don't know, and we have to figure it out as we go. Yeah. So in that theme, like that frame of mind, we're going to make mistakes. Our parents made mistakes. Their parents made mistakes. And the longer we kind of dwell on that and not try and improve it, you know, for our own mental health and our own benefit, but also, you know, those we're responsible for, you know, the harder it's going to be. You know, we have to at least accept that what happened and or that the decision we made wasn't the best, and apologize if that's what's needed, and then fix it, make it better, you know, set it up that you know, you've learned your lesson, then the next decision is going to be different. Hopefully, if we keep continuing to make the same mistakes and live in that same pocket or that same box, if you will, to use your reference, you know, we're not going to grow. We're not going to set anybody up for success.
Exactly. I agree 100%. You know, I think it's so important that people, you know, have to really also take things day by day and not hold grudges. You know, I see a lot of times too, is that parents, you know, get really angry towards their children. And some of them, you know, really hold resentment towards their children. And they don't realize that children are not perfect, just like they're not perfect. You know, sometimes, like, you know, we were talking about being judgmental before the show too. And you know, you could be judgmental towards your child and be angry because they made these decisions, you know, and the child could be really angry and judgmental towards you because you made these decisions. But where is that going? You know, and I think really, you know, children have to understand forgiveness and parents have to understand forgiveness. And, you know, I realize as my children got older, you know, I realized that the only thing we could do is install the best qualities and morals and values into our children and give them the best possible care we can when they're younger. But once they get to that certain age, they're adults, you know, whether we want to accept it or not, and they're going to use everything we learned, you know, when they go into the big world. And I think we have to keep that in mind and realize that everything we're teaching them and everything how we're behaving in our house is what they're going to use. Those are the tools that they're going to use when they get out into the big world. And then think to ourselves, do we really want them to see us yelling all the time? Do we really want them to see, you know, anger being exemplified on an ongoing basis? Do we want to see them looking at their parents communicating and finding an answer or working things out as a team? Or maybe having a group session and talking about it openly and not getting mad at each other, but just listening and trying to understand, even though we may not agree with each other, you know, and because all these little things, we don't think about it when it's happening, but they're absorbing it. They're like sponges, kids, and everything they get from us, they're going to go out in that world and they're going to use everything that they soaked up all throughout their years as soon as they get out in the big world. And all they're going to have is what we gave them and what they learned from the family. And so it's like, when you think about it that way, it's really important that we take a good look at ourselves and be honest with ourselves too, because I think that it's so easy to judge other people, but the hardest thing is looking at our own faults and then trying to fix them.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yeah. And we look at other people and whether they're doing things right or wrong, like we're automatically going to be judgy. We're automatically going to feel judgment. And And then it's like, you know, if they're doing something right, it's, there's judgment, and there's, you know, maybe we're finding something about it that's wrong, and oh, they're that way. And, you know, it's such a bad thing to do that.
Yeah.
Because maybe they're doing it right. Maybe there's no trauma in that version, you know, yeah, compared to what you might have gone through or dealing with. And, you know, the thing with that is, like, a lot of people will defend that with a whole bunch of excuses.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest one was like, well, you know, this is what I went through. This is what happened to me. So, and I turned out fine, so they'll be fine.
Right.
And I mean, you don't know that. You can't guarantee that. And who says you're fine, you know, at first?
Exactly.
Who says that this person that you are can't be better if, you know, you dealt with some of these things, or if we dealt with some of these things that we deal with? And, you know, there, I was fine because I got spanked, and, you know, all the things that we went through. It's like, you know, you don't have to continue to do that.
Right.
You can realize that wasn't probably the best way.
Yeah.
That you know, you could handle a situation, and it really wasn't, you know, the best. Now, is the sit in the corner at a timeout with a tablet? Well, no, but that's up to the individual to decide with their environment, right?
Yes.
None of this is about telling anybody about how they have to do it. It's just an example of how we can be better by helping each other. You know, our parents and parents' parents, they didn't have these resources. They didn't have this show, any other show, or the audiobooks, or all the things that are readily available to just go in and get into and learn. So while the excuses that were, you know, from generations ago may have been a bit more justified then, you know, we can't say that now. We can't say that we didn't know. We can't say that the information, like, I just didn't have the information and make the same mistakes, because just like we're raising a different generation, we're in a different generation. We have these things available. If we're not using them, you know, whose fault is that?
Right. Exactly. And that's so right. And I've made that comment too. It's like, you know, they give you this book when you're pregnant. A lot of them, you know, when you have like a bridal shower, so you'll get this book from somebody, like, what to expect in the first 9 months. Well, okay, great. What to expect in the first 9 months, but no one tells you after the fact, when the baby's born, you know, what are you going to expect for the next 18 years? You know, it's like, you know, it's like you're on your own. And the best thing to do is, like what you said, reach out, learn from others, learn from audiobooks, learn from podcasts, learn from other people, you know. And, you know, they have so many support groups now too, people talking about similar topics, you know, maybe go into those support groups and just listen and see if it's something that resonates with you. And if you agree with, and if you don't, you just leave. And if you do, maybe you'll come out with a couple of ideas that you didn't have before. And the same thing with the audiobooks now. And the podcast, there are so many out there right now that you have to find something that you can resonate with. And, you know, it's so helpful to have guidance, because, you know, years ago, you know, and still today, people feel like they're so alone, but there are so many resources that we didn't have growing up that they have mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And a lot of it too is free. Like, you don't have to be a subscription, you know, you carry a subscription for a lot of these things, because yeah. You know, while that's available too, and there's great content in that direction, but it's just another way to avoid the excuse, you know,
right.
Like, you know, I don't have that subscription, so I can't listen to that book, or I can't do that thing. It's like, okay, but there's other things, you know, you yeah. can go on a YouTube and you have to deal with a few ads, but the stuff is still out there.
Right.
You can still get it. And, yeah. you know, when we're talking about that growth and, you know, getting into that space, it's, why wouldn't we want to do that?
Right.
You know, why would we want to transfer the things we didn't like when we were growing up, or the things that, you know, was happening around us with other kids? And, you know, it's like you get rid of that by being better.
Yeah.
By learning. And
right.
And then it makes our kids better, because, you know, they didn't know what we may or may not have gone through.
Right.
But, you know, they'll have different problems. And that doesn't mean that they won't grow up and be like, oh, my parents didn't let me play Fortnite for 8 hours a night, or whatever it is. It's like, you know, they'll have their own issues, and, you know, hopefully the resources are even better then for them to, you know, to fix the things that we messed up.
Right.
It's just a constant cycle. But at the end of the day, we are not raising an older generation, and we have to adapt just like everybody else with everything else.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I think too, if we are, learn how to communicate well with our children, and we are not judgmental, and we're open to what they say, they'll actually later on they'll come to us, even as teenagers or tweens, and they'll come to us and they'll ask us for advice, or even as when they're young. Because there's people I know that the kids are afraid to ask their parents for advice, because they know that their parents are old-fashioned, they're going to explode, they're going to get judgmental, they might yell at them, and they don't know what to expect, so they don't ask them for help, and they go and they look for other people to ask. But you don't know who they're asking, and you don't know if they're getting the right advice. But if we can actually learn to not like explode or be judgmental, and try to look at it, whatever our children tell us, whether we like what they're telling us or not, try to be open-minded and try to talk to them like we would talk to a friend over the phone, or if a friend came to us, we're not going to start yelling and screaming, at them. We're going to try to talk to them. If we could do the same thing with our children, we might have such a great communication that even when in the adulthood, when they need help, they can come back to us and ask us for help, and guidance. And that's what you want, really, I think. What do you
Oh
think?
yeah, definitely. And like my kids are young, so I still have a lot of learning left. But it's not about trying to tell anybody. I say it again in a different way. It's not about trying to tell anybody that everything I'm doing is right and everything someone else is doing is wrong or whatever. It's just I recognized at a point in my development and my growth that I was becoming something that I didn't like, something
Yeah.
that was a situation that just wasn't ideal. And I got to a point where it was like I started to do these different things and try these different things and be more open with communication and give my kids a chance to talk. And then it was like they're different problems than when they get older, but like they're still the same to them. Like in that moment, in that mindset, at that age, they are it's an important problem to them. And it may not
Oh
seem
yeah.
big to us, but in their small minds, it's like, this is the big
Detrimental.
deal,
Yeah.
right? So we have to really understand that while we're constantly growing, like they need whatever full support in that moment. And like back to the suck it up and fix it or be a man or whatever version of that, it's like, that's not productive because that's not giving them the tools. That's not, showing them how to deal with these things in these moments. And then they'll end up growing into that, right? They'll learn
Yes.
the things. And then, it'll be new things, but that baseline from, our own growth and what we can transfer will help them grow more.
And even when they get older, you're still going to find that, things that we might not think is a big deal because we've done it so many times or been through it so many times is detrimental. And I think it also rely, it depends on the person's personality too. If you have people who can handle like high levels of stress, X, Y, and Z might not be a big deal for them, and they'll handle it, whereas someone else might have a panic attack, and they'll be like, their heart will start racing because, something's happening, and it might not be a big deal to somebody else, but to them, it's like the end of the world, So, it all depends on who you're speaking to. And I think also we have to also, analyze, especially with our kids. I've learned from my own children is that each of my kids have a completely different personality, totally different from each other. So when I talk to them, I have to approach each of them differently, because the way I talk to one will work with that one. But if I try to copy that, say the same thing to the other person, they're going to take it a totally different way, and it's not going to be good, So it's like I have to, it really, you have to step back and look at that person's personality and say, okay, what type of personality am I dealing with, and how should I word myself, or how should I approach this situation so it ends up in a positive result?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a huge thing for me going from one to two to three. It was learning all these personalities and learning how to, adapt to them and realizing that they're not all going to like the same things. They're not all going to learn the same way. There's going to be different things that bother them day to day. And like dealing with any people, like we realize that these small people are going to have their own opinions and their own thoughts. And it's not up to us to control and mold them into into this perfect soldier. It's just a matter of providing that support and, you know, keeping them safe and facilitating what they do like and don't like. And, you know, I'll still, you know, because dinner times seem to be the worst. It's like all these little personalities and things come out and nobody wants to eat what's there. It's at the end of the day, like, we still have to have those values. We still have to have that structure. And, you know, the odd time, maybe there's something else, but we make one thing. You know, it's still key. You gotta still keep a lot of that in place, because you have to still be the adult. You have to still be the one in control, and you can do that. You can still have control. You can still do all the things, but you can do it in a more progressive way. You can do it in a more gentle way if it's required, or a firm way. Like, all of the things still, you know, have to happen in this life, but it's all in the way that the message is delivered and the way that it's handled, and, you know, the way that you know, the way that we handle it with them and with ourselves.
Yeah. And I noticed from growing up with my children is that their personalities developed the moment they were born. And it's funny because they all have the same personality as they did when they were little. You know, they're just matured, but that personality is still the same personality. And the thing is that, you know, they also learn how to manipulate at a very young age. And it's like, you know, okay, how do you handle that manipulation? You know, because they all know, they all want their own ways, you know, and they all use certain tactics to try to get their ways, you know. And it's like, okay, so how do you handle that? How do you, you got to make sure that your children know that you're the parent, you're the decision maker, and, you know, and that, you know, what you say is what stands. But you want to, you don't want to seem like Sergeant Slaughter, where, you know, the kids are terrified and they, you know, and they're, you know, you know, they kind of like back off. You want to be able to show them that you're the authority figure, but you want to do it in a way where they, you know, they know they can't manipulate you, but they feel close to you at the same time. Their respect. Yeah, I think
it's about respect. I was going to say it's about respect, because while the kids, we don't know what respect is, you can feel it. You know? And when you trust that you're going to get, maybe it's not the answer you like, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the next day you're not going to be able to do this thing, right? You're not going to be able to, like, it's about balance and it's about respect. And if you don't have that because your kids are afraid of you, or because whatever that environment is, they don't trust you, that's not productive for you. It's not productive for them. And that stuff compounds, right? You will build that over time positively, or you will build that negatively.
Yeah.
And if you think forward to the kind of person that you want to be and you want them to be, you know, what does that look like with the environment that you're facilitating right now, with the way that you feel and think about certain things? Because, like those you said, those little sponges are picking up on a lot more than we think.
Yeah.
And if we're going to talk to somebody a certain way, they're going to think that's the right way, whether it's good or bad. If we're going to, you know, even if that person is the cashier or the server or the whatever, you know, the people that we run into in our lives, the kids will see that, and we are teaching them without knowing it what the acceptable environment and the actions are.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. And I think you have to learn how to discipline your children. Some parents are afraid to discipline their children, but there are productive ways to discipline your child. You know, whether you take something away from them that they can't use for a day or two, or you think of something that is going to have an impact, so they know, wait, I can't do this because there's the consequence at the end. If I do it and they find out, this is going to happen, and I don't want that taken away from me, or I don't want to get punished, and then I want to go out with my friends, or I don't want my bicycle taken away, you know, whatever the case may be. But you have to have discipline too. And I see sometimes a lack of discipline with some parents is that they let their kids, you know, have free range. And then all of a sudden the kids are controlling the household and the kids are doing what they want and they're saying whatever they want, whether it's respectful or not. So I think there has to be structure in the home too, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then when we get in that environment, it's all about changing environment too.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is like being stubborn and being too proud. And, you know, if we're in an argument or the kids aren't doing what they're supposed to, and whatever the age is, if we change that environment, it's like, you know what, let's go for a walk. Or, yeah, you know, if my kids are young, it's like, oh, you know what, why don't we just, let's get out of here, let's go for ice cream.
Yeah.
And whether or not like we want to consider that a reward, because I don't want to get into, you know, thinking that the behavior is worth the ice cream.
Right.
It's about changing the environment. It's about getting to that point where they're no longer in that mindset where things are crazy and you know, how tempers are up. It's changing it, and then it becomes more of a positive moment.
Right.
And in that moment, because, you know, we all have to be mind readers, maybe we learn something else. Something else, yeah, was bugging them, and that was the reason for the outburst, or that was the reason for whatever the moment was.
Right. Very good point. You know, because sometimes we don't realize that our kids might be acting out because there is an underlying cause. We don't know what goes on in school. We don't know what happened when they're outside playing with their friends. You know, our kids don't always tell us. And the older they get, less they tell us, you know, so you don't know what's going on, you know, and so you have to take that into consideration. And that's where good communication comes in. You know, they may not tell us everything as they get older, but if you have that good communication, maybe they will open up and, you know, ask for guidance and tell us little scenarios and open up to a certain degree.
Yeah. And it's trust and respect again. You know, we have to prove to them as they get older and as they start to establish their own, you know, personalities, likes and dislikes. So we have to prove to these people,
yeah,
that we're responsible for that, that we can make these decisions, or that we can handle these situations in a good way. Or if we make mistakes, that we'll own those mistakes.
Right.
Because as we talk about the sponges, you know, how are we raising them if they don't ever see us apologize when we did something wrong, or when, you know, a situation goes, you know, contrary to what we want? It's like, well, are we the parent and we say, you know, suck it up and deal with it. I'm the parent, you're the kid. You know, you're seen, you're not heard. Yeah. Or do we apologize and say, this is what happened, I thought wrong, and, you know, next time we won't do that.
Right.
You know, we raise the kids to grow up in that environment. So, you know, we make them say sorry when they hit their brother or sister, right?
And
sometimes they don't do it with good context, but if we show that environment and you know, they grow up seeing that, then that creates more for them to grow up and be like, you know what, yeah, I made a mistake and I'm sorry.
Right. Exactly. That's so true. Now, if you had to take everything we talked about today and you had to emphasize it and into a couple of main points, what would you like to emphasize that you think are really important that we talked about today?
I think the biggest ones is, nobody's telling anybody how to parent. I'll have my kids, like even just this weekend, my daughter, 3.5 years old, was just sideshow freaking out, and she wanted something and it wasn't happening. And I just had to change the environment, and I could feel the judgment around me because she was freaking out.
Yeah.
I can't control that. Right. I took her from the environment. We went for a walk. She calmed down. Things were good. But in that moment, you know, there was probably, we were at a hockey game, and there was, you know, a sellout. So there was everybody around probably had all their parenting ideas. So
yeah,
the big thing is, like, I'm not here telling anybody how to do it. Nobody should tell anybody how to do it.
Yes.
But just that we can change. We don't have to do it the same way we were brought up. We don't have to do it the same way that we thought was true. We can evolve. We can do things differently, and you know, to be aware of how our actions and how our lessons that we're giving them through the way that we handle different situations and the way that we talk to them and the way that we, you know, way that we react to things, like,
yes,
we are in control of a lot. And speaking of control, the last thing I'll add is, like I said earlier, we are in control of how we show up.
Yeah.
If we want to show up the way that we were raised, or the way that, you know, we can decide as we get older that wasn't productive, that wasn't what we liked, and we can change that at any point.
Yeah. No, it's so true. It's so true. And I like those. Those are really good points. And I think, you know, we're always learning as parents. I don't care what age you are, you're always learning. And I think if you keep those core principles that you talked about today in our head and we practice them, I think, you know, no matter what age you are, even if they're younger or older, because my kids are pretty much almost grown up now and your kids are young, but we still go through the same thing and we still can relate to each other. So that tells you that no matter how old your children are, what, you know, it doesn't matter. It's, you know, that you understand because you're a parent, because I think all parents go through the same things and that we all could help each other in one way or another. But the core principles that you mentioned today, I think could be valuable for any age. You know, like no matter how old your kids are, as a parent, you know, these are things that we could take with us and learn from each other, because, you know, these are things that will help you. And, you know, I think it's important that we, you know, learn that we have to have respect, and we, you know, we have to respect each other. We have to have good communication. We have to really, you know, learn to, you know, accept that we make mistakes, and to be able to forgive each other and to be able to talk to each other. And I think it's great that you mentioned about taking the child out of the environment, because even as an adult, if you're going through something with your teen, or you know, take them out of the environment and let's say, let's go for a walk, let's do this, you know, before the door starts slamming and the locks get locked, you know, that's what happens in teenage years. And the, you know, so but try to communicate the best you can, and there's always room, you know, to learn. And you know, as long as there's people like you and I, and as long as there are podcasts and audiobooks and groups and other parents, you know, reach out to parents that you think too are good examples, you know, that you think they did a good job raising their kids, and ask them for their feedback. You know, I'm going through this. Don't be embarrassed, because I'm sure they went through it too. They might, every person, you know, they may, that looks like they're the perfect, you know, parent. I guarantee you, if you ask them, they'll give you story after story about chaotic things that happen, because there is no such thing as perfect. So I think we could all learn from each other. Now, your website, can you tell us the different services that you do on your website, and your website itself, where they can find you?
Yeah. So my website is seanrobinson.ca. I'm on all major social platforms. It's at Going Dry or at Sean Robinson, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all the main ones. And then my website, I put out a lot of video content, a newsletter I put out every week with different strategies, different videos, posts, inspiring posts, things that like meant something to me in this development and in my growth from all the different personal and professional angles. You know, certain coaching that I do to, you know, just try and reach out to that person I used to be, and that person that, you know, I could relate to, that, you know, may benefit from some of my experience. And it's never about telling people how to do it. And I've heard it about, you know, planting certain seeds, and instead of giving that advice that maybe not be warranted and, you know, accepted, just give a little bit, right? Just asking certain little questions that might get somebody thinking a bit differently about it.
Right. Exactly. I love it. This has been amazing, Sean. Thank you so much for coming back today and talking about, you know, parenting, because I think it's so important. I think everyone's looking for guidance at some point, you know, and it's you really shined on a lot of really great things today. So I thank you for that. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about great principles and core values and different ways to parent and to really help your child and help your family overall.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.